Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you are off work, and you should be off work on this holiday weekend as we head into the 4th of July, Independence Day. Hopefully you're at a happy hour. You're out here getting after it. Maybe you're traveling. Whatever you're doing, we appreciate you listening to us, and congratulations for being on off this weekend. Luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill, Nostradamus, T-Mill, have
Tyler Domus.
No, I don't like that. Has the latest for you. And here is the latest. Dusty Baker spoke to the media. He gives updates on a lot of players. And here's the one that matters the most, Yordan Alvarez. Here he gives the update, the latest on Yordan Alvarez, who is not in the lineup today.
He was better. And, you know, hopefully we'll make a decision. Day to day, we'll make a decision tomorrow.
With no chance he'll be available at some point today.
I can't tell you that.
Okay. So,
what is he talking about? As he says, there's Dusty on Yordan.
What updates would you like?
He said he's day to day, and hopefully we can make a decision on what we're going to do coming up soon. Anyway, he's going to play it all tonight. I can't tell you that.
If he clears, he's able to get a little pinch hit.
Yeah.
Late in the game.
We'll see.
What do you think?
We'll see. No, he's not playing. As I said, I expect a 7-day IL.
You read my face?
Oh, do you really?
Oh, I do, yeah.
I mean, why do you always expect the worst, man?
I'm not expecting the worst. I'm just going off of what I watched yesterday or 2 days ago.
That collision had you? Oh, no doubt, 7-day IL for concussion.
It was violent.
I don't even know how.
He likes using his strip joint voice.
I don't even care.
It's violent.
I don't even care if it was violent. I just know he was down. He was down for a long time, got up and had to be held by the trainer, and they weren't comfortable with him, like, driving, you know, walking to himself. They wanted to bring the cart.
But, Show, if the way you leave the studio sometimes, if you and Tyler bumped into heads right there and fell down, I'd help you up and put my arm around him. Hey, Bub, you good? You good? Yeah, I'm good.
But if I was staggering,
I'd hold you even longer.
And generally, like, people look at that, and that kind of leads you to the line of, maybe he's got a concussion.
It shows reaching for one of our pairs of sunglasses off our face.
Yeah, you're trying to take.
Trying to give them the benefit of the doubt that he was trying to look at his reflection in the mirror.
See if
but
he's
I don't
bleeding.
Know.
That's a great call, man.
I'm trying to give them that benefit. That certainly didn't look well.
So you've got him on a 7-day IL, huh?
It'll be retroactive to Wednesday.
Yeah. So.
Or Thursday.
So we're looking at next weekend, huh? Are we looking at next
midweek?
Midweek. They're playing the sorry ass Royals.
I mean, it happened on Wednesday.
And the sorry ass Angels.
Yeah, 7-day would be Wednesday fair. Or Thursday. Yeah, that's right.
All right. He also spoke about Castro. Castro, who went on the IL today. We hadn't exactly heard of the injury of what it was, but they placed him on the IL today and calling up their young catcher. But this was Dusty Baker speaking about Castro.
I don't have any idea. I mean, I didn't even know, you know, it was such, but I saw him limping the other day. And so, you know, hate that that happened, but, you know, we got to keep moving. I mean, this was, you know, something that surprised me, but it's probably been bothering him for a while. He gets insane under. We don't know how long it's going to be. He's in the hands of the doctors.
In the hands of the doctors, he was limping left knee discomfort now. coming out there for Castro, and Corey Lee comes in, the young catching prospect. He is he's been called up in place of Castro as he is on the IL, but left knee, don't know how long.
So I ain't gonna lie to you, that Dusty's report right there on Castro was kind of like Danny Ford not even knowing my name when I ran into him at the mall when he was my coach. Like, come on, I mean.
He didn't know your name?
He knew my number. 1-4 was good. He didn't know my name.
Did you press him on trying to see?
No, I didn't press him. Danny wasn't the kind of guy. Danny wasn't the kind of guy. I am 100% positive. He did not recall my name at the time. Even though he recruited me, he did not recall my name at the time. Like, but that's what Dusty Baker's doing. Oh, man, be honest with you, I didn't even know. Hell, I didn't even know it was hard. It's a catcher, and it's his knee. And he's on the 10-day IL.
I saw him limping the other day.
Yeah, I mean, if any two of my catchers are limping, like, I'm gonna stop and have a conversation with him. I mean, your knees are huge here. The deal is I think not that I wanted to see or anybody wanted to see Castro go down. Nobody wanted to see him get injured, but I do think a lot of Astros fans are excited to see what Corey Lee brings to the table.
Yeah,
I mean, one of the top prospects in their system. He's slashing .226, .285, .704 with 10 homers and 40 RBIs and 248 at bats. I think this is a guy that definitely has the potential to bring more to the table offensively than what the Astros have currently had or have had up to this date with the veterans. And I think that'll be welcome. And I think that extra pop at the plate, along with the youth and the potential long-term answer at the catcher position, I think the fan base is excited about seeing who that guy is. Corey Lee, baby.
Well, yeah. He.
What number do you think he'll wear?
9. Oh, I saw it earlier. Let me see.
Oh, you've already seen it, huh?
I don't know what it is. But, no, it'll be interesting. The Angels come into town. They do face the Astros tonight as Christian Javier. He'll make his first appearance since his seven-inning, no-hit, 13-strikeout performance.
I mean, he can pitch.
We'll see what he does tonight against the Astros or against the Angels. Another pretty solid lineup. At least they've got at least two or three bats in that lineup that can be troublesome. But they're back at it tonight, and Pena will be back in the lineup. He has cleared the concussion protocol, even though Jordan Alvarez has not. What's the number?
38.
38, huh?
That's what he wore in – oh, that's what he's wearing here.
Yeah, Corey Lee is going to be number 38.
Okay.
That's solid. I'll take that. That ain't bad. At least he didn't go O-line. I hate that. Go O-line.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers, he pitched today and did a little BP action, live BP, with a couple of his teammates. And he spoke today, said things went well, spoke today about what is the next move in his process of rehab.
Today, I think, was more I wanted to mix the breaking stuff in today, so that was focus. You know, sliders were really good. Curveballs, I threw all three for strikes. The velo and the numbers as far as like break patterns and things like that are all the same, the exact same. So, you know, all in all, it was a really solid day. Another step in the rehab process. And like I said, I got a couple more lives here. Gonna probably have to do these a couple more times and then start moving into up and down, things of that nature.
All right, there's Lance. Getting closer, right? Just the action of things. BP to live batters again, getting closer and closer to things. And right now we're sitting here July 1st. I think the very, very fortunate thing for the Astros right now is they have a double-digit lead in the division. There is no need to rush him. And they don't even have a place for Jake Odorizzi right now. So they're in a great place to allow him to get to exactly where he needs to get to.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about this for Lance, and we've heard this from multiple people, right, is that Lance, if it were up to him, he would push the envelope every single day, much less the entire process, right? He would push the envelope and try to come back early. Like, if he was faced with Verlander's decision last year, he would have came back. Hell, he did and messed it up, right? But the fact that this particular rotation right now, they're as dominant as they have been, and they're all performing. And there's really, even without Lance, they've got more arms than they need from a starter's perspective. It's so extreme that even Lance can relax. You know what I mean? Like, the organization can relax and not push Lance, and Lance can relax and not have any urge whatsoever to push it and try to come back earlier than he needs to help this team make a run late to get in the playoffs or whatever. Hey, man, all the writing's on the wall. Take your time. Come back and be the luxury that we need you to be late in the season, period, point blank, no questions asked.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see where he gets there. But it's good to see him moving in the right direction. Lance McCullers on the mound. As he said, they'll continue to push forward in this rehab.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, a little bit of NBA news. This has been a deal where either free agency is happening, guys are getting re-signed, or trades are happening. And one of the big trades, and this is just odd to me, the Utah Jazz are trading star center Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves for four first-round picks. And Patrick Beverley is included in this, and several other players, Vanderbilt, the former Kentucky Wildcat, but four first-round picks. So many questions. First off, Rudy Gobert, my God, I don't know that I'm not doing that at all for Rudy Gobert. And secondly, how this makes sense. Yesterday, they just gave Karl Anthony Towns, their 6'11 center, an extension of $224 million, and now they just traded for a 7'1 center in Rudy Gobert and gave up four first-round picks. I'm just trying to understand the fit in today's NBA game where, the Jazz got hosed because teams would just switch and make Rudy have to guard guards, and he couldn't do it. Now you got Rudy and Carl out there? They're going to be big inside. I guess you're not going to –
They got him a rim protector, but they paid for his ass. What'd you say about Patrick Beverley in the mix?
Patrick Beverley is going to – he's in the trade. He's going from Minnesota. There are other players involved in this going to Utah in this trade as well. So they get four first-round picks. Patrick Beverley –
Yeah, that would be – Rudy Gobert would be a tough one for me if the Rockets were ever in a position and tried to make a move for him. That'd be a tough one for me. And that, the interesting part of this one, like you said, why? What the hell are the Minnesota Timberwolves thinking? But Patrick Beverley in Utah, that's going to be an interesting mix. I mean, good gosh.
Especially if they're blowing that up. We'll see. I can understand it from Utah. Like, you weren't going anywhere with him and Donovan Mitchell, and maybe you can do something to free some things up. If they're still trying to compete, I could see having a dog like Pat Beverley in your locker room, but I like to see the next move that Utah makes. I think Utah's good. They got four first-round picks for them, which means, I don't know if KD wants to go to Utah, but, I mean, they got a shot. They got a shot to make some moves, but four first-round picks for Rudy Gobert? Whew, that's nuts. Let's hope the Rockets don't do these kind of moves next year when they're open in free agency, that Raphael Stone does odd things that don't make sense the way basketball's going right now. All right, coming up next, Tyler Milner, as he just called himself, you didn't hear this one. He called himself, what'd you call yourself, Tyler?
A listener, a texter came up with it. Tyler Domus.
Tyler Domus is what he's rolling with. Tyler said they would go 7-2 in this 9-game stretch. They did go 7-2 in this 9-game stretch. But now we need to have deeper conversations about what we just watched. We'll do that next.
Show's Daddy Tyler.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, Dusty Baker, he was speaking to the media, and we talked about Yordan Alvarez not, as he said, no real change still, not cleared yet, and they're still evaluating him. Jeremy Pena, however, has been cleared, and he is in the lineup today after that collision. Dusty Baker spoke and gave his latest update and where they were in making the decision for Jeremy Pena to be back in the lineup.
Yeah, he's been chomping at the bit. And so, he's a big part of our team. And he came out, worked out. He's been working out every day, trying to get ready. Every day he'll tell you he's ready, but today he's really ready.
All right, every day. Well, yesterday being that one day. But every day he's working out, and Jeremy Pena is ready to go. So Jeremy Pena's back. That is the latest. Dusty Baker said he's been chomping at the bit. And he's back in that lineup.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I mean, because we joke a lot about the collision, but that is definitely something. When two players run together like that, and it
could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a whole hell of a lot worse. And when it's those two players, Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Pena, boy, you just can't afford to lose either one of those bats out of your lineup at this point in time, and damn sure not both of them at one time. So you got one of them back in the game, back in the mix. He'll play tonight. And then I would be surprised if Alvarez is not back in the lineup tomorrow, if not tonight sometime.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Maybe getting a little aggressive, but we might use his bat in the eighth. What do you say?
Oh, God, you got him coming in, huh? Yeah, we'll see about that. All right. Listen, Tyler Milner was on the money. He stood up when everyone was against him, including ex-Major League players, including ex-pro football players, including ex-state champions, just standing up in the face of I'm steadfast. In this 9-game stretch, Tyler said they'd go 7-2.
And, I sure did, didn't
I? Yesterday, three damn hits got it done. Yeah. One major one from Bregman as he got a two-run double, and that was enough. And they defeated the Yankees last night to get to the record exactly 7-2, like Tyler Milner said.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I'll give you that. And because you were there, I'll give you the first dibs on this thought. Clint put it out yesterday. He tweeted out after the game yesterday, and he said it. He said, I think the Astros are the best team in baseball. I think people don't want to hear this, but I think the Astros are the best team in baseball. And I know it's very difficult for you to do, to not be objective. But where do you stand on that? If you're being honest with with yourself and everything you've watched, do you have the Astros as the clear best team in baseball?
I think right now, today, approaching the All-Star break, yes, absolutely. I mean, you just saw the best the National League had to offer in the New York Mets, and good Lord, they were easy. I mean, that's a season sweep for the Astros that seemed all too easy for Houston. And then really the only team in the league going into this nine-game stretch in my mind that I thought might be better than the Houston Astros were the New York Yankees. I mean, you hear the national media just propping these guys up every single day about how historically great this offense is for the New York Yankees, only to see them get shut down yesterday by the Houston Astros. So, yeah, I think it's safe to say where we are right now, the Houston Astros, the golden era continues, and the Houston Astros are the best team in baseball. And for sure, the American League is still got to go through H-Town.
And Clint, we had Tony Gwynn on earlier. If you missed that 235, check that out. He said the Yankees still, and he gave his reasonings, and I forced him to give his reasonings a second time because I wanted to say it out loud and hear it himself. Do you agree with Tony? You agree with Tony? Do you think the Yankees?
No.
Are they? Yeah.
No, I believe the Astros right now, for what it's worth, I believe the Astros are the best team in baseball. I'll put it to you this way, to not just echo everything Tyler just said.
Put it your way, damn it.
If the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Mets now or the Braves, if any of those teams would have just ran through a nine-game stretch of the best two teams in baseball, if they had the lead that the Astros have in their division – and they had the third best record in all of baseball, and they skull-drugged the two teams that are better than them from a record standpoint right now in Major League Baseball. If any of those other teams did that, it would be the number one. They would hands down be the number one team in everybody's mind. It'd be the number one conversation on the ticker. The Yankees just ran through the Astros and the Mets and went 7-2, and they only trailed for under a minute if we're talking real time here in the series. They should have went 9-0. That would be the story. But because it's the Astros and there's a black eye on the Astros, if you will, because of the sign-stealing scandal and because they're not thought of nationally like the Dodgers the Yankees if the shoe was on the other foot, we would be beat over the face with it from New York. Or from LA, the fact that it's the Astros, everybody's going to minimize it, and second guess it, and say things like, "Oh, it's midseason. All that matters is in October." Okay, well, we're not there yet. It's July 1. We're talking Major League Baseball. The Astros are the best team in the league based off of the body of work that they've done this year and the recent nine game stretch where they beat the dog out of the two teams that were better than them. End of story.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
I agree. And to me, it's the pitching. That's what the postseason and that's what separates things is the pitching. And I challenge anybody right now with what they've seen all season long and what the Astros are going to be able to put out pitching wise, how anyone could go in a 7-game series the way the Astros are pitching and think, I'm going to pick another team over. Especially when you think about guys like Altuve, Brantley when he gets back, Jordan, who's the best hitter on, that's playing as the best hitter in the game right now.
So here's what the Astros did. The Astros validated all of the big numbers.
Because it didn't just start.
The gaudy numbers, they validated those numbers by doing what they did to the Yankees and the Mets. If you look at the Mets, most productive lineup in baseball, yada, yada, yada. They weren't against the Astros, one of the better pitching. So who won that duel? You had the best lineup in baseball, most productive lineup, I guess runs scored, however you want to couch that. Runs scored. I believe that scored more, produced more runs than anybody in Major League Baseball. And they came up against the Astros with the best ERA in baseball. If not one, they were two at the time. Don't recall exactly. Who won that battle? Astros pitching staff. Right, you look at the Yankees, this historical run, as John McClain put it yesterday, that they're on. Who won that battle? All but less than a minute. Who won that battle? The Astros, convincingly. So I don't know. I just don't know how. For me, it's pretty simple at this point in time. Now, it's all for none because there's a lot of baseball left to be played. But for the sake of our conversation, yes, the Astros are the best team in baseball right now.
It's the pitching.
The Astros, they're kicking ass and taking names.
That's right, Jim. It's the pitching to me. I just can't. I mean, I mean, in that stretch, the one game is the Ryan Pressly game where he lost his mind and gave up, and they gave up four runs in the damn ninth. But outside of that, man, into the ninth inning, they'd given up three runs in that game. Before that, 2-3, the one blow up is 7. Then 1-0, 6, they gave up all those runs at the end where he gave up the three-run homer. They walked into that, three runs into that, into the 10th. 1-0-1. I mean, that's what they're doing to that lineup. And it wasn't just, boy, they got lucky out there, or, man, the Yankees and Mets were just missing pitches. No, they were getting dominated by these starters. Dominated. It wasn't, and all these guys have great stuff.
They got no hit for 16 in the third inning, bro.
Yes. I mean, it is not just this was just happening. Like, there are sometimes you see teams, boy, they just got hot at the right time. They got right, hot, right, man. Right. They're going crazy on a hell of a stretch. Like, Yordan may be the only one that you're looking at, and maybe, you know, Javier's start, where you're like, now that guy's doing something that is over his head. Man, I don't think you can do that with Yordan. I don't know if Yordan is. They're just being too consistent for you to say they're doing something over their head.
I agree. I think the fairest way for me to put it, Show, is the word validate. I think they validated all of the gaudy stats that they put out there, the lead they have in their division. They validated it by what they did to the two New York teams in a 9-game stretch.
Yeah.
Bottom line, 9 games is a big sample size.
And
back to back to back to back, they whooped that ass. I mean, it's that simple. They validated that they belong in that conversation and where they're at. And to look at it any other way, in my opinion, is inaccurate.
Well, the Astros won today.
Yeah, they did, Ma. I talked to them about
it. Go Astros.
Yeah.
One of the most entertaining things that we do every week, but also is one of the most inconsistent things that we do on our show. As a leader of this show, I will whip this back into shape, and we will make sure we get this done more consistently the way it should be. You can put that on me. It won't happen again. Best of the week. Best of the week. The best of Clint Sterner and the show. Coming up on the other side of this, you don't want to miss this. That's next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, welcome back, baby. As we get you going, the Astros are rolling in tonight against the Angels. And a lot of fun being had. Hopefully you all enjoy yourselves this weekend as this holiday weekend gets started. You're having a good time. Maybe you're heading to a happy hour. You're at a happy hour. You're at the house.
You like happy hour? I like happy hours.
I love them. I love a good happy hour, baby. I love it. A good time to crack a cold one. How about that? Not bad. But we do this. We want to do this every week. But sometimes we're very, very inconsistent, and something that we're going to make better about. But we always have fun during the week, and Tyler likes to keep a little check that. Sometimes Tyler likes to keep a running a bit of the best things of the week and put them together. And he has done it finally for the first time in a month or two. Tyler has come back with the best of the week with Clint Sterner in the show.
The best of the week on Clint Sterner and the Show.
Damn, I love Mr. John McClain, boy. He always does. No Fridays, boy. I love when people say banana.
Opened up a bit, hadn't he?
Yeah. He is. I mean, he's opened up a ton here.
You don't look good in a banana hammock.
Robert Flores of MLB Network, join us on Sports Radio 610.
The rotation is really, really good. Alex Bregman looks like he might be snapping out of it a little bit. And the bullpen needs another piece. That's what I learned.
I got a karaoke phobia.
What?
I got a phobia, man. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
I'm going to completely regret this. Tyler, what's your karaoke song?
You know where I'm going, baby. In sync all day, and I'm bringing it. Dirty Pops.
We are joined by our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 official legal analyst, Amy Dash.
This is a civil suit, and he's saying that it's one of many civil suits that will go on to attach the Texans. The lawsuit is requesting damages. They need to show that the Texans contributed to the behavior, that they failed to supervise Deshaun Watson as their employee.
Could get turned sideways.
Yeah,
it could catch a turd, catch toilet paper, and then I got a mess on my hands. All right, so Deshaun Watson's hearing started this morning with independent arbiter Sue L. What was her last name?
Sue? Robinson.
It's Pretty Willie Suella. It's a song, by the way.
Pretty Willie Suella. Robinson.
Lee, what the hell was that?
No, maybe. we're gonna pull the carpet back.
Don't pull the carpet.
Don't
back.
Pull
the curtain back.
Not the carpet. No, hell no.
The carpet, we can get in trouble.
No, we're gonna pull the carpet back too.
You gonna pull it up?
Yeah. No, we're gonna pull it back. We'll grab it from that end. Oh, from that pull corner. That back. Pull that thing back. No, I want to get from underneath the ground. I mean, all of it. You need to find some other dogs.
What dogs feed themselves?
Come on, man.
My dog feeds itself. They brought that card out because they looked like somebody dropped a hand grenade in left center field. Like it's some kind of mattress commercial or something.
Mattress Mac might have an advertising opportunity.
There ain't no doubt.
If Jordan and Pena return to the Astros lineup in the next month, you get your mattress free.
So you saw him reach for Alex Bregman's glasses there. Jake Odorizzi had his start.
Just can't root for the guy. It's just hard, man.
I just work here. He makes it so hard. This dude is annoying.
You're asking the wrong guy. I just work here.
How about grabbing those feet and putting some lotion on them and giving them a massage? I used to I'd let my toenails get along on purpose. And when Carol's asleep, I'd reach over there and scratch her calves with my long toenails. I'd give her a little scratch there while I was, huh? What?
The best of the week on Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, and Show's Daddy Tyler.
Well done. Well done. We'll make sure we have that consistent every week, or I'm going to whoop ass. But that is a great job from Tyler Milner, who has had himself a day. Had a fun week, man. Good week. Good week, John. Out there had a lot of fun.
I couldn't have dealt without hearing about John's toenails, though.
I think you dropped the ball, not adding.
Oh, Werewolf McClain, man.
There he is. I think you dropped the ball, not adding any Tony Gwynn in there. But I mean, you know, whatever.
I mean, he didn't even mention the fact that he won set that he went 7-2, did he?
Wow.
Well, the best of the week from now on is going to start with the previous Friday.
Oh, is that what you've done? But
because the production of this thing, you know, it's hard work, I got to focus on Friday's show.
You can't have that thing.
We got to rename it. So it's not the best.
Best of the
week.
Last five
it's
shows.
It's the best of the week and last Friday.
I mean, you don't think you can have like just something where you can drop a little something from Friday in there?
I'm a perfectionist, man. I spend a lot of time on it. I don't want to be rushing it during the show.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you, Scotchdale tea.
It's Bush League.
No. I mean, the fact that you just played that and you didn't have your most shining moment of the week included.
It'll be in next week's.
No, that'll be too old.
No,
by
that's old, man.
That'd be old and tired.
It's not going to be the best of the weekend last Friday.
It's still 5 days.
You know what he's doing. I mean, that would be.
He's not taking it to the next level.
Well, no. I mean, playing something, like including something next Friday about the Astros specifically going 7-2. Two series ago.
That's a good point.
That would be
the person.
I'm just proud of you. I mean, I think the fact that you put that together in Scottsdale T, you didn't somehow force your 7-2 and trash talking Tony Gwynn.
No, he didn't do it because of laziness. He didn't do it because of laziness.
Oh, okay.
He didn't do it because
of laziness.
Now,
that is one thing I will never be accused of.
Of laziness.
Kind sir.
Put it in.
Fair
put it in. He's moving to Friday. We'll do it next Friday. Come on.
Tyler is my daddy.
Come on.
Son.
Got this. I couldn't say it.
I got a feeling that the show mama and Tyler is my. You're gonna make show cuss on it. Like it's just gonna. The natural reaction is gonna be.
I almost said Ben would do it. I will admit right now I'm shook. Ben would do it.
Oh, you think
he would knock it?
I bet he would.
Knock
you're
it
right.
Stiff.
He'd
you're
figure
right.
out how to. He'd have it all. In
he'd
the
have
can.
It all together and figure out what to add. Like they do on One Shining Moment, they put the whole thing together. And then at the end, some of the last plays that happen in the game, they throw it in at the end. I can be a team player here.
I'll do that next week.
This is,
I'm doing it.
This
it's
this,
done.
This is just my thing. You're one of the greatest producers that we have in this country. You're great.
Thank you.
You're special. You have come a long way.
Put your pom-poms down, man. You,
no, that was no, a hell no, of a compliment.
He's great at what he does, man.
I can give compliments.
He's
you're
great
not control,
at what he does,
you're
man.
Not control my
Put
compliments.
Your pom. Well, the bad thing is he's setting you up because he's fixing to come with a, an if, T. That's by the way.
Listen. No, you're great. That the open you put together was fantastic. You go the extra mile to go get the voice guy in to add to you. That was a great touch.
Which might get him in trouble, by
couldn't,
the way.
Could not have.
Are you paying that guy? No. Be honest. Do you have a running account? Does the guy have your credit card number?
Who cares? But it made the show better, and we'll deal with it later.
Agreed.
Right?
Hey, spend whatever.
And it was
we'll
great.
Ask for forgiveness,
all
not permission.
All I'm saying expense. Is take it to the next level here. Don't you went to the next level there. I'm just pushing because I know you can do it.
Okay.
As the leader of this show, I know you can do it.
You know what? I respect that. And you know what? I'm applying it next week.
Hey.
And it's going to happen.
That's all I'm asking. Is
what
you
were you just turned around for?
Hey, is
you,
apply
you set,
yourself.
You set the bar. You set the bar high, and then you. I mean, there's no going backwards. Kind of like in sales. You know, once you do so good in sales, the next week.
That's all I'm saying.
They set
is,
your
man.
Quota higher and higher, and you got to keep getting better and better.
And I know I am pretty good.
I know you could do it. I know you could square away some time to do it. You're a great producer.
Hey, how do you square away time?
You can do it. Square it away.
Same way you pull the carpet up on a conversation.
You're damn right.
Pull the carpet back on a
you're
conversation.
Damn right.
Moving trucks and houses.
Square away you some time out there.
I will.
I don't say anything about your weird ass.
Carve
out some time.
No, I don't know.
Set aside some time. I ain't never heard somebody say square
away.
Out.
Well,
square
well,
away some time.
Well, welcome in.
Here's a question, though.
That's
seriously.
That's all I'm saying, baby. Just
I have a question.
You know it doesn't make sense to have last Friday's stuff on the best of the week.
And I'm taking what you're laying down, and I'm going
to
apply it.
I'm just trying to motivate.
But I have a question. So, like, what just happened 10, 15 seconds ago that was really funny? Obviously, we just played the best of the week. Can I take that and put that in next week's best of the week?
Absolutely, you can.
No, you can't.
There's no time stamp on it. There's shelf life on that show.
Can't do it.
If it's a smart-ass exchange between the three of us that doesn't have to do with the Astros beating the team three series ago. I'm just telling you.
Win some, you lose some.
But I think the new week starts as soon as we get done playing the best of the week. It's like, all right, we're starting over now.
Win some, you lose some.
Okay.
Show says no, man.
I'm just saying. It's got to be in the week. Like, it's not called the best of the week in last Friday. Which Tyler was going to do. Did you see that move? What I'm going to start doing now, fellas, I'm gonna start it with last Friday.
Oh, he was going to have...
He was going to roll through.
No, he was going to have half of the best of
done.
Clint Sterner in the show done by the time he leaves for L.A. And it was going to be Taj of him
sure
and 7-2 somehow.
Well, sure, it's awful lot of last Friday in this thing. All right, Clint Sterner run the show. By the way, shout out to our guy, Sean Pendergast. I really respect people who do things that I would never, ever, ever have a want to do. And Sean is out here, him and his wonderful wife, Amy, are out driving their vacation. Did I just see this? He is in Amarillo, Texas, and eating a 72-ounce steak.
72-ounce steak, yep.
And he drove there?
Good yeah, they him, drove man. There.
Good for
yeah.
him.
It's the Big Texan. It's a famous place for that 72-ounce
I'd like to give the steak a shot. I don't want to drive to it. Where are they headed? They're driving to Vegas, aren't they?
Driving to Vegas.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Driving to
I'm
Vegas.
I'm out on that, man.
Going, I mean, look, he's been hanging out with Nick Caserio. Nick does all that talking around his elbow to get to his mouth. Sean's going to go around Vegas to get there.
I can't do that.
I mean, don't you think the best way to drive to Vegas would be to head west and go to El Paso?
I mean, maybe this.
Well, he's with his bride, and they're making it a vacation.
They're making a vacation, and they're to each his own, right? Like, and maybe they specifically wanted to go to this restaurant and try this, and this is why they're doing this.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if they stopped at Javier's in Dallas.
I don't know, maybe.
I didn't stop at Javier's in Dallas.
Like, how long is that drive to Amarillo?
I'd guess 8-9.
Come on.
You can get there by morning.
They're already there.
That just
Amarillo by morning.
That just doesn't.
Pick it up,
that's
up
just,
from San Antonio.
I don't know that song. That just doesn't.
Everything
King George.
That I got.
That doesn't sound inviting to me. Hey man, let's hop in a car and drive the country. I know some people like that. I'm not a
I ain't rich.
Let's hop in a car and drive the country. I'm flying. Hell with
this. I'm with you on it, man. I can't do it, man. I love my wife to death, but whew.
Fly, that's fly.
We're going to fly on up there, buddy. We're going to fly on up there.
I got like a five-hour limit. Even though it would be hard.
Like what Sean and them are doing is they're going Amarillo and then I'm sure Albuquerque and then, you know, probably Phoenix. I don't know, maybe somewhere in there like that. I mean, Reno probably before they get to Vegas or is Vegas. I don't know. Anyway, I would imagine that Sean's got five stops that he's going to stop at that would be awfully expensive to do via the steel bird, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm good. Kudos to them, and I know a lot of people who love to drive.
I think you should throw all the kids in the car and do it.
There are so many other things I'd rather do than that. I mean, dangerous things that I'd rather do.
Go to an Astros game with me?
Yes. I'd rather do that.
I really need y'all to tell me if you're going to go with me to that Astros World.
I told you. I'm thinking about it. Okay. I was a shoe-in until hours ago. Now I'm thinking about it. Clint Sterner on the show. Tyler Milner. Clint, I do want to touch this before we get out of here. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. And stay tuned, baby. On a Friday, Marlon Mack joins the show today. So make sure you stay tuned. And Tyler Milner has the best of today coming up following them. But this thing yesterday with college sports where USC and UCLA is jumping over to the Big Ten, it seems like. And now the Big Ten, they are trying to match and go over here and get themselves in the driver's seat now. They're getting the biggest fish. I think the biggest fish that's out there and that's been out there for years, which is everything that comes with them, is Notre Dame. And it seems like they're getting closer and closer to getting Notre Dame, who has some of their athletics in the ACC, and many people thought that's who they were tied to. This would change the game in a major way if the Big Ten is able to pull this off. So much so that Oregon and Washington, two really good programs, want to go to the Big Ten or are putting a bid to go to the Big Ten, and they're putting their ass on hold because they're waiting on Notre Dame. If Notre Dame goes to the Big Ten, that is a change, a game changer, a game changeness.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it changes the way in which conferences are going to hunt, I believe, I guess is the best way to put it. Like, the Big Ten is telling two powerhouses out on the West Coast, Washington and Oregon, y'all pump y'all's brakes. We'll let you know if we're interested because we're waiting on Notre Dame. And so you flip over to the other side and you got Notre Dame that's already affiliated with I don't know how many of their sports, but a good chunk of their sports other than football are associated with the ACC. When you look at the COVID-19 season, when the non-conference games were all canceled, so you had to play a conference schedule, the ACC opened their doors and welcomed Notre Dame over there so they could play a college football season. Not that they wouldn't have found a home one way or another, but there was a strong relationship between the ACC and Notre Dame. And if all of a sudden the way in which conferences are hunting these whales, these big-time programs, are the Big Ten can go just take Notre Dame from the ACC, and that's how we're doing business. I understand teams coming from the Pac-12. The Pac-12 has been an absolute mess as a conference forever, for years and years and years. They've been the low man on the totem pole. They've been an absolute mess. I see, and in this conference realignment that everybody's always talked about over the last 5 or 6 years, the Pac-12 is the one that's been in trouble. I see those teams getting poached. That doesn't surprise me. You start poaching Notre Dame from the ACC. And yesterday, you couple that with yesterday, Danny Cannell said that Clemson could be the next team to move from the ACC to somewhere else. I'm telling you, Show, if the ACC becomes up for grabs, which the thought was the Big Ten, the SEC, and the ACC would all be conferences that would stay attached and things would be added to each.
And probably some form or fashion, the Big 12 and the Pac-12, those teams would probably combine and be the fourth.
You would think that made way too much sense, clearly, because it's not going to happen, right?
But I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
But my deal is this: the SEC went out and got two to get to 16, right? It's widely believed right now that the quote unquote super conferences in football are coming, and that number is going to be 20 teams per conference. So if this all of a sudden becomes the Big Ten adding USC and UCLA to get to 16, then they're going to add Notre Dame, Oregon, and possibly Washington to get to 19. I mean, if this becomes a we got to get to 20. The SEC can't continue to sit on their hands. And if the ACC is going to be at play here, the SEC's got to go. They got to go, hey, let's call Dabo Swinney and them boys at Clemson.
Hey, because that's the position they put themselves in, the ACC, by not just going ahead and having an understanding or locking up Notre Dame.
Correct.
That's the position they put themselves in. Because you're the SEC, why not? I'm going to go ahead and get these cats.
Correct.
Because if you're the SEC and Notre Dame is leaving, you're the SEC or the Big Ten, which those are the two powerful conferences. At some point, they're probably thinking, well, who's going to get to 20?
Get to 21st.
And have my pick of it.
And have your pick of the litter, right? Clearly, the SEC got the pick of the litter when they went. Because you look at not just OU and Texas and those brands, but you look at the rivalries that are immediately born. You look at the history of the Southwest Conference. You look at regionally. It fits with all the Texas and LSUs, and it fits in the region. If this is going to be the way the ACC disbands, if you will, hey, man, the SEC needs to call Clemson right now. They need to call Florida State right now. They need to call Miami right now. It's one of those where they need to pick whatever Texas school they want to add outside of obviously Texas and A&M already being in the mix. I mean, the SEC, I don't know if they need to go out there and whale hunt necessarily, but they got to get to 20.
Yeah, and I think the Big Ten, when Oklahoma and Texas went to the SEC, like they were like, damn, they got to 16 before us. Like we need to get to 15.
Yeah,
we need to get to 16, and now
I don't think there's any catch in the SEC. I really don't. And it's in
the sense, I mean, the Big Ten, just money. What they've got, the LA market, they've got Chicago, they've got New York, and they have Notre Dame.
I'm just talking about this, as we compare conferences. You're right, it's a monster move for them.
Yeah.
As we compare conferences, I don't think the SEC is catchable. I don't think that anybody can catch them and overtake them. But boy, you if the SEC sits on their hands and lets the Big Ten go get Clemson, Notre Dame, Oregon, Washington, or Florida State to some degree. I mean, you got to – golly, the SEC is already a gauntlet. Man, if they go get the likes of Clemson and Florida State, get the hell out of here.
We don't like it. We're coming on. Get
all
used
right.
To it.
Great week. Shout out to Tyler as he picked the 7-2 record. It is his day. Clint, great job as well. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Stay tuned for that. Enjoy your holiday weekend. We will all see you on Tuesday, but stay tuned in to Sports Radio 610 and enjoy
Tuesday.
Yourself. That's right. Marlon Mack coming up on Texans All Access. I am Ron, the show, Hughley, I think. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. You have the Yankees as the best team.
I think I said earlier when you asked me the first time, it's even. I think I said that.
One more time, T.
Did you just Jim Nance Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Oh, man, shut up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.